morning.
Good morning.
Or should I say good afternoon?
Well, what's 30 minutes?
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to mute since we've talked about.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha Tati Serra, Alphet Gimel Yutap Sadi, Kabil Rinat. Amcha sagbenu aharenu nora kufre shayan simtet nun na gibor dorshe chudcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzaditav gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adata, ket kufbet, tet nunayen. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimolamet He Zayan Kut Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alavim, Noseyawon Wafesha V'chata'av V'nakeh. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's a verse from Parashat Yitro. Connects, it's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei Le'yehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar ane nand kudsha Barichu koma de aved le'eila wetata kola yihu kishot bi Aleya mine aulan haga. Hey, Akalana de Hakulu Ovada, the Shot Indun with Colite Spirit, the Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy through the study from the Tanakh of a single verse, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Utsamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tatav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher v'rishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the energy of redemption, providing the children of Israel are prepared for the redemption. One of the things we do, one of the tools we utilize, is study of a verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 66, verse 21. By studying this verse, we help prepare our vessels for the redemption. Wigam mehem eta la kohanim la livim amar Hashem Yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a. Yosalam me be hey hey reyo hey kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe la nula ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nuta hey hey a ah yo re ta shi a hey reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me a me me he nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa he wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la me nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za. He 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 me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo. A a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu a ta a me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko ala a he he wa. Re ala he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the seventh day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Rabbi Simcha Elberg, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein of Rostov, Rabbi Nosen David Rabinowitz of Shidlova, Rabbi Yerachmiel Tzvi of Biala Shedlitz, Rabbi Yisrael Wiltz, Rabbi Avraham Meslev, Rabbi Shimon Deutsch of Dobor Mill, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch of Tomoshov, Rabbi David of Savorn. And as we, as our pattern to add the Tzaddikim who leave on the second day of the week, which is the 8th of Cheshvan, we do this because we don't announce the Tzaddikim for the second day. We don't have a class Sunday evening. Rabbi Yonah ben Avraham of Gerondi. He is the author of The Gates of Teshuvah, Sha'arei Teshuvah, known as a very great Mekubal. Rabbi Menachem Nachum Chachasid Kaplan of Chorodna in Lithuania. He is known as the Nachtumke. Rabbi Yaakov Rosenheim, Rabbi Meir of Narbonne, known as the Hameli. Rabbi Meshulam Shaltiel, Rabbi Moshe Yosef HaKohen Tawil, we will connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool to climb the tree of life. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu, hod, yu ahuni wu yo hu, yu ahuni wu yo hu.
Has joined.
Netzach. Ye ahini we ohi. Ye ahini we ohi. Ye ahini we ohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ash. Niwiyosh, Yaash, Niwiyosh, Yaash, Niwiyosh. Kesed, Yaah, Niwiyohe, Yaah, Niwiyohe, Yaah, Niwiyohe, And they never finished the translation. They never really attempted to. They only did the first two sections, I think. There are 16 sections in Rabbi Ashlag's Sefer, Esther Sefi wrote. Rabbi Berg tells the story that it is extremely difficult and very few human beings are able to go past section 5, which is titled Mati Velo Mati. It comes and it doesn't come. Makes a very clear statement of confusion. We are reading the introduction to the Sefer Esther Sefi wrote. And we know from other sages that when an author of a book writes an introduction, which is called a hakdama, he is encapsulating the energy of the book into the introduction. That is what we are reading, Rabbi Ashlag's introduction, his encapsulation of the energy of the 10 luminous emanations, the 10 Sefirot, and the book Etz Chaim, the Tree of Life, because one is a commentary on the other. And if you make a comment on something, you're lowering the energy so that more people can access it. This is what this study is. Section 32. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhei Bavaltei Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohimnu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenehu. I will make one further announcement. Many of you are aware that in row 19 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, in the third row from the top left, there's a link to the recordings link. What is the recordings link? Every class I teach is recorded. And every recording is posted on a web page. And when I get to too many characters on a web page, the number is 90,000 characters. I have to change it to another web page. And the way I do that is to title it the same. It's yeshem.com/recordings.htm. And I save the earlier classes as a recordings-1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, and I'm getting close to 10 or 11. But all of those recordings are available to my students in order to learn. Recently, I've started studying as a Chevruta style studying of the Zohar, starting with Bereshit, with a Israeli man living in Germany who literally is paid to study Torah by his uncle, a religious man. So he studies the Talmud in a yeshiva. He studies the Talmud as a chevruta, He studies other books as well, and he has been doing this for something on the order of 15 years. And he decided he wanted to study the Zohar, and he reached out through the Daily Zohar in a comment, would anybody teach him? So this is how we made connection. And on my recordings, our class is titled Chavruta. The last few verses, the last few classes of this Chavruta study has been extremely clear and beneficial, and yet still confusing. I recommend you listen to at least one of these classes and determine whether this is an approach that you wish to follow as we continue through our study, my Chavruta and myself. And now, the Esser Sefirot, the Ten Luminous Emanations, section 32. We shall begin to explain the tikkunim of the Zohar from toe to head. He says that the fear and the love one has in the practice of Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward, meaning while hoping for some benefit from the Torah and the work, this is considered the maid. It is written about her, a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. This is seemingly perplexing, for it is written, one will always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma. And why the earth doth quake? In addition, we must understand the correlation of the engagement in lo lishma specifically to the handmaid, and also the parable that she inherits her mistress. What inheritance is there here? My commentary. What do you think is the meaning of toe to head? Is it malchut to keter? Or does it have another meaning? Can you think of some other meaning? Perhaps studying from bottom to top. Perhaps reading a book from the last page to the first page. Section 33. You will understand the matter with everything that is explained above in this introduction, that they did not permit the study in lo lishma, but only since from lo lishma one comes to lishma, since the light in it reforms. Hence, engagement in lo lishma is considered a helping handmaid who assists and performs the ignoble works for her mistress, the holy divinity. This is because at last one will come to Lishma and will be imparted the inspiration of divinity. Then the maid, which is the engagement in Lo Lishma, will also be considered a holy maid, for she supports and prepares the holiness, though she will be considered the world of Asiya of the Kedusha, the world of action of holiness. However, if one's faith is incomplete and he does not engage in the Torah or in the work only because the Creator commanded him to study, then we have seen above that in such Torah and work, the light does not appear. This is because one's eyes are flawed and like a bat turn the light into darkness. Such a study is no longer considered a maid of Kedusha, since he will not acquire lishma through it. Hence it comes to the domain of the pay of the maid of the klipa, of the negativity, which inherits these Torah and these works and robs them for herself. Hence, the earth does quake, meaning the holy divinity called earth. This is so because Torah and work that should have come to her as possessions of the holy divinity, that evil handmaid robs and lowers them to be a possession of the Klipot. Thus the handmaid is heir to her mistress. My commentary. This is amazing to see how the words in the language of branches become so very deep when we have a teacher who just hints to the relationships. Which of us would think that the handmaid and the holy maid have different concepts? And then how this applies to the meaning of the earth is quaking, and the meaning of the word earth is different than we think of it on its literal level. To be this is simply amazing and beautiful. It should say to me, not be. How strong are typographical errors in confusing things? Pasuk 34. The tikkunim of the Zohar interpret the meaning of the oath. If ye awaken and if ye stir up love until it please. The precision is that Israel will draw the light of the upper chesed, the upper loving consciousness, loving kindness, called love of mercy, since this is what is desired. And this is drawn particularly by the engagement in Torah and in mitzvot, not in order to receive a reward. The reason is that the light of the upper wisdom is extended to Israel through this light of chesed, appearing and clothing in this light of mercy, which Israel extends. And this light of wisdom is the meaning of the verse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This is a verse from Isaiah. It is said about the King, the Messiah, and he will set up an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the dispersed of Israel, and gather together the scattered of Judah from the four corners of the earth. This is because after Israel extends the light of wisdom through the light of mercy, through the garment of the light of mercy, the Mashiach appears and assembles the dispersed of Israel. Thus everything depends on the practice of Torah and its work, Lishma, which can extend the great light of mercy where the light of wisdom clothes and extends. This is the meaning of the oath, if ye awaken and if ye stir up. It is so because complete redemption and assembling the exiles are impossible without it. And so are the channels of holiness arranged. I think you would find that this whole section is a little bit confusing. And I don't remember what my commentary was, and I'm going to read my commentary. But as I'm reading this, I see how confusing it is. My commentary. To understand this section, we must first understand the Kabbalistic terms Or de Chasadim, which translates as light of Chasadim, and Orda Chachma, which translates as light of Chachma. Light of Chasadin translates further into light of loving kindness. Light of Chachma translates further as light of wisdom. And we have learned, probably what I'm going to say, but we have learned that the light of Chasadim is a garment, a clothing, that conceals the light of Chachma. And it is only through the light of Chasadim, through the garment, that the light of wisdom can actually be received. We learned in the four phases the concept of creating desire, which is the Sephirah of Malchut. Malchut has only one true desire, and that is the desire for the upper light, or Or de Chachma. The creations of Malchut have no ability to perceive Or de Chachma, since all of the levels of Malchut are illusionary. The only way that Or de Chachma can be sensed by the creatures of Malchut is by enclosing Or de Chachma by Or de Chasadim. Or de loving kindness is the concept of Lishma, for its own sake. In the world of Malchut, this concept of Lishma is explained as a desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Rabbi Ashlag is explaining that Torah study, lo lishma, not for its own sake, does not help to bring Mashiach. And in our generation, the study of Torah is not being done for the purpose of lishma, for its own sake. It is only through the study of Kabbalah will people reach this level of Lishma, which is a requirement for the coming of Mashiach. Yet if one studies Kabbalah, one must have the desire to reach the level of Lishma, or the study of Kabbalah can also become a tree of death, which is the real name of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Just like the study of Talmud was explained to do so above, again, if the same 3 years or 5 year periods go by without changing yourself, find another teacher or find another path, but do not go down the path of the tree of death, which is known as the tree of knowledge, good and evil. After you've listened to a recording of one of the Chevruta studies, you will begin to understand how important it is for me to stop here and entertain questions and interact with my students. When we study the deeper Zohar class, that's what's really going on. The interaction between a teacher and a student. Sometimes it's one student, sometimes it's another student. All benefit from listening to the interaction. This is the true beauty of Chevruta-style study. If you've never experienced Chevruta-style study, I recommend it. Or at least walk into a yeshiva and listen to what goes on there. It's a cacophony of sound. Two people are arguing. Two other people are arguing about a totally different subject. Sometimes there's hundreds of two peoples, hundreds of chevrutas. They're all studying something different. We have another number of minutes, so I am going to go on. But I highly recommend we learn to study 10 luminous emanations more associated with Kabuta style than with lecture. Section 35. They also interpreted, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. What is the Spirit of God? During the exile, when Israel were still occupied in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, if they are in this way, because from lo lishma one comes to lishma, then divinity is among them. Though in exile, since they still have not reached lishma, divinity is not among them, or not in a particular person. This is the meaning of the text when divinity is in concealment. However, they are bound to attain the revelation of divinity because they have the desire for divinity, they have the desire for lishma, for its own sake. And then the spirit of the Mashiach King hovers on the engaging and awakens them to come to Lishma, as it is written. The light in it reforms them. She aids and prepares for the inspiration of divinity, which is her mistress. Yet if this learning is low Lishma, it is not suitable to bring them to Lishma. Divinity regrets it and says that the spirit of man that rises upward is not found among those practicing the Torah. Rather, they suffice for the spirit of the beast, which descends, whose engagement in Torah and mitzvot is only for their own benefit and pleasure. The engagement in the Torah cannot bring them to Lishma, since the spirit of the Mashiach does not hover on them, but leaves them and will not return, because the impure maid robs their Torah and inherits her mistress, since they are not on the way to come from lo lishma to lishma. Even though they do not succeed through the practice in the revealed Torah, since there is no light in it, and it is dry due to the smallness of their minds, they could still succeed by engaging in the study of Kabbalah. This is because the light in it is clothed in the clothing of the Creator, the Holy Names, and the Sephirot. They could easily come to that form of Lolishma, which brings them to Lishma. And then the Spirit of Hashem would hover on them. As it is written, the light in it reforms them. Yet they have no wish at all to the study of Kabbalah. And thus they cause poverty, looting, ruin, killing, and destruction in the world. Since the Spirit of the Mashiach leaves, the Spirit of Holiness, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. My commentary. Please understand that Rabbi Ashlag is explaining that one must arrive at the level of consciousness of Lishma in order for Mashiach to manifest. If the Torah has any aspect of Lolishma or selfishness, then the Mashiach energy leaves never to return to that level again, and the world becomes darker. This is why the Zohar tells us that the rabbis of the final generation has their root of their souls in the Erev Rav. This is why the religious path of the Talmud is so potentially dangerous for mankind. yet each person has free choice. And this is why the teachers of Kabbalah teach that Kabbalah is the only path that will reach the complete world tikkun. We still have time for section 36, so I will continue. But I am hoping one day that there will be questions. We learn from the words of the Tikkunim of the Zohar, and I'm going to take an unwritten commentary here just to explain what is the Tikkunim of the Zohar? What is the correction of the Zohar? All of the energy of the Torah is in one word. That word is Bereshit. The correction of the Torah, the correction of the Torah is the Tikkunim of the Zohar. It's the correction of the Zohar. It's the correction of the 70 essays that was written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The 70 essays about the word Bereshit. This is the Tikkuni Zohar. And we have struggled to study this book. We will continue to struggle to study it. But it is clear we do not yet understand it. So when I say that I'm going to live at least 300 more years, you begin to appreciate why it is necessary for me to live at least 300 more years. To understand the Tikkuni Zohar, to understand the correction of the Torah. The Torah needs correction. Right there is a question that needs to be answered. To understand the correction of the Zohar, you're asking for a correction of the light. We begin to truly appreciate the depth that I have a desire to understand. I hope you do also. Section 36. We learn from the words of the Tikkunim of the Zohar that there is an oath that the light of mercy, or the Hasadim, and love, will not awaken in the world before Israel's deeds in Torah and mitzvot will have the intention to not receive reward, but only to bestow contentment upon the Maker. This is the meaning of the oath. I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem. Thus the length of the exile and the affliction that we suffer depends on us and waits for us to merit the practice of Torah and mitzvot lishma. And if we only attain that, this light of love and mercy, which has the power to extend, will immediately awaken, as it is written. And the Spirit shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Then we will be granted complete redemption. It has also been clarified that it is impossible for the whole of Israel to come to that great purity except through the study of Kabbalah, which is the easiest way and is adequate even for commoners. However, while engaging only in the revealed Torah, it is impossible to be rewarded through it, except for a chosen few, and after great efforts, but not for the majority of the people. And the reason for this is explained in item 24. This thoroughly explains the irrelevance of the fourth and fifth questions that were asked at the beginning of the introduction. My commentary, do you remember the questions 4 and 5? Here they are. The fourth question, even those who favor this study permitted only to holy ones, servants of the Creator, and not all who wish to take the Lord may come and take. And the fifth question, and most importantly, there is a conduct in our midst that when in doubt, keep this. Do as the people do. And my eyes see that all those who study Torah in my generation are of one mind and refrain from studying the concealed, the hidden. Moreover, they advise those who ask them that it is undoubtedly preferable to study a page of Gemara instead of a page of Kabbalah. One can see that Rabbi Ashlag has answered questions 4 and 5 as being truly frightening. Rabbi Ashlag has explained that people are causing the Mashiach energy to leave the physical world when they refuse to study Kabbalah, since they are not studying Gemara and Mishnah, Lishma, and have no ability to even recognize this lack. I refer you to the ongoing issues in conflict in the modern state of Israel. The payment to study Torah to the Haredi community, that's referring to the government of the modern state of Israel, pays the religious communities to study. Just as I mentioned, Machavruta is paid to study by his uncle. This leads to conflict between those who study and those who work. Not that Torah study is not work, but the person who works in other endeavors does not perceive Torah study as work. That's an unwritten commentary. Now I'm continuing. The draft of students to leave Torah study to serve the nation in other ways, the unwillingness to prepare yeshiva students to earn a living in a secular world, and other conflicts similar to in idea, this is an indication that the light is defeating the Satan, since this is where the current battle between good and evil exists. Remember, Satan does not want to win, only to make the process longer. We are almost out of time, within 5 minutes or so of the end of the class. Are there any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I will describe the coming classes. There is a class at 3 o'clock West Coast time that will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. Monday morning, there is a morning class of prayer and Torah reading. I apologize to those who did come to this morning's class. I did oversleep. Does that mean I needed it? Of course I needed it. But is it acceptable for me to waste your time, to cause you delay? And for that, I ask your forgiveness. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a class in our basic class. We're moving on to class 13, which is the study of Kashrut. We have not finished the study of illness, of sickness, but as we said, we will complete that after we study Kashrut. Our Deep Zohar class for Monday will commence at 7:30 West Coast time. excuse me, that's 4:30 West Coast time. And then at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have an essay from the Ari on the Parasha of Lech Lecha. Does anyone have any questions from today's class, which started with section 32 and went through section 36 of the Hakdamah, the introduction to the Ten Luminous Emanations?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
When you miss a class, I take it to mean, grow up, student. You know what to do. And that's my comment.
And I appreciate your comment. And I think that that's an answer to my request to be forgiven as yes. At
yes.
least that's how I choose to interpret it. But thank you for being a good student.
I appreciate you.
Is there any other questions or comments? And I should probably just say often that when I ask for a question, I am also soliciting comments. It does not need to be in the form of a question.
This one kept repeating, really, in a way, over and over. The difference between Lishma and Lo Mishna, and how the study of Zohar is essential for bringing Mashiach. So I know there's always room for questions, but to me, this portion, to me, had a lot of meaning without having to question. So maybe that's why you're not getting questions this time.
Perhaps. I accept that. You are absolutely correct. It appears that Rabbi Ashlag is repeating himself. But when you understand what Rabbi Ashlag does in the Sefer, the reason that he repeats himself is he's breaking the klipot. He's hammering on the shell till it cracks. And his hammer is repetition of the same thing. We do not study Lishma. We don't even understand the meaning of for its own sake. He made the statement within what we read. What is the meaning of Lishma for its own sake? The meaning is the only reason you eat an apple is because Hashem created that apple for you to eat it. And you have appreciation that He created the pleasure of that apple for you to consume. And that's why you're eating the apple, to give back to Hashem pleasure, to give back to Hashem the pleasure you receive when you eat the apple. That is the meaning of Lishma. And anything else, any other consciousness, is Lo Lishma. And if you contemplate that statement that I just said, you will grow. You will grow to heights that you can't even imagine right now. And that is not to say that because you are studying Lo Lishma, that you're less than someone else. We really need to understand and appreciate what is the hierarchy telling us. I think we could all say, if we've ever read any writings of the Chabad Rebbe, and as you know, I'm not a follower of the Chabad Rebbe, but I appreciate his writings. They helped me. I think you can appreciate that he is a tzaddik. He is righteous. He is well worth studying because he is righteous. Yes, he is very high and much higher than I am. But that's not the goal. The goal is to share the pleasure that I receive with Hashem. That is very difficult for a human being in our Western world, in our Western world's culture, and more than likely in the Eastern world's culture, and even the Middle Eastern world's culture. It's very difficult to truly understand and appreciate what is that transition from lo lishma to lishma. And if you don't have a desire for lishma, you can never get there. That is an amazing revelation. Any other comments, questions, or thoughts? Shavua Tov.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. I missed Shir HaShirim, but yesterday, during Shabbat, I did it on my own, and because we've been doing it weekly, I like to, each time, because it's almost, you know, it's repetition, but each time I like to ask myself what stood out to me this time. And this time what stood out to me was the idea of entering the palace of the king. And then after Shabbat, I went out to the garage, because that's where I have my filing cabinets, to get the next set of Zohar readings, because I hadn't done that as of yet because of all the being in the hospital and all with my husband. But I couldn't reach the filing cabinet because of all my son's belongings that he was able to salvage from his mobile home that was full of mold. So I couldn't get to the filing cabinet. So I just came to the website and looked for Black Lakar. And the one thing that, as I was going through the list, asking my intuition, which lesson were you going to choose? But something caught my eye. It was section 17, and it had to do with the verse about that we say in the bedtime Shema, and that your soul longs for the spirit of Hashem. And when I clicked on it and read it, I didn't feel like it was the one you were going to do. I wondered whether I should ask you to do it, but I don't think we've ever requested, would you do such and such section? But there was that verse that had meaning for me that referred to the verse that stood out to me in Shir HaShirim, and it's in the bedtime Shema. And so I guess in a way a question would be, to me that's Hashem directing are responding to my wanting to come closer to him. Now, is that Lishma or Lo Lishma?
I could give you an answer to the direct question. I could give you an answer to the implied question. Yes, it is okay. It is preferred for you to tell me which section to cover, to teach. This is an open relationship between a teacher and a student. And if there's any barrier, it causes harm in the relationship.
Well, I didn't think, because it was a personal thing, I think I told you it looked like we weren't going to have anybody else in the class, that I was going to explain that to you.
Right.
But then during the class, Malka asked you a question, which was very much along the same lines. To her, it was a personal thing that she was telling you about. And so I didn't really feel like I needed to give another example. But here was the opportunity here. But this is kind of the direction that I get when I read something on my own in Torah or whatever we're studying. And then it's like the next thing just drops in my lap. I'm glad that I couldn't reach that drawer this time, because it was another extension for me on understanding the bedtime Shema and what happens to the soul when you go to sleep. Now, whether or not that meant last night I was in the palace, I'd like to think that. but it makes me feel like Hashem is responding to my wanting to draw closer to him. So I'm glad I got to share it.
I'm glad you did share it. That's why I don't want to answer the question that you're asking about that, because it's a question you have to answer. As you said, you'd like to think it is true. The question you need to ask yourself is, why don't you think it's true? Why is it still a question in your mind?
Well, it's because I expect to get the answer that I don't really have to ask you. In fact, most of the time, I avoid asking you a question because I know Hashem is going to answer me whenever the right time is, whether it's right away, if he'll be a little bit later, because I'm so involved with a sick husband and having to tend to tasks that I'm not used to tending to, like re-roofing a house and dealing with other aftermath of the hurricane, you know. So I know my answer is going to come.
Every question that is asked will always be answered. The only question is, how long will it take for you to hear the answer? Yes, Hashem is going to give you the answer. And just like our process in binding by striking, many times the answer that we hear that we think is coming from Hashem is not from Hashem. But that doesn't mean it's incorrect. It just means it's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
We all are in process to get closer to Hashem. And when we ask a question and we know he will answer, or I should say we know she will answer, or I should say we know it will answer, it's at that moment that we are moving forward in our process. But the answer to the question, is this from Hashem, That's not a process. It's a stage. What do I mean by a stage? The Sephirot are stages. The lines in the Tree of Life glyph is a process. You move from stage to stage through a process or utilizing a process. Do you ever stay on that stage? I've used the example of a stairwell that you go from the first floor to the second floor, and you reach a platform, a larger step, where you can stand and rest, where you can lean against the wall. There's no, a handrail. There's no handrail that keeps you from being able to lean against the wall. It's a location of resting. You're not at the second floor yet. You have to turn and change direction. But the stage, that platform is a stage. It's part of the process, and yet it's not. And that is just as confusing as your first question. It will always be just as confusing as your first question. Why? Because the answer to your question is always another question. But first, you have to actually reveal the answer to your first question in order to realize what the second question should be. And when I say first and second in the frame of questions, I'm really talking about 1,000 and 2,000 or more. Confusion is the beginning of clarity. And being in confusion is a pleasure. Now that is really crazy stating. You say that to other people who don't study Kabbalah, and they will definitely lock you up. Forbid. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Okay, you too. Thank you. This is a good lesson.
I agree. For me as well.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom gadol.